Entrepreneur on Fire 914.
All that is possible is also possible for you.
Inspiration defines EO Fire. Launching your podcast in 15 days defines freepodcastcourse.com. Ignite.
What's the point of sending emails that never make it to your subscribers' inboxes? AOLver has you covered with industry-leading deliverability. Start connecting with your audience and growing your business with email today at aweber.com/fire. Set your business apart from the competition by rediscovering the lost art of human interaction. Visit callruby.com/fire and use promo code FIRE. In addition to your 14-day free trial, you'll receive 5% off plans plus free activation. What's shaking, Fire Nation? John Lee Dumas here, and I am fired up to bring you our featured guest today, Yoslyn Mack. Yoslyn, are you prepared to ignite?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yoslyn is the owner of The Mack Agency, a multi-line brand sales and consulting agency specializing in luxury brands and women's apparel. They provide turnkey solutions for companies that want to launch new brands or expand to new markets. Yoslyn, say what's up to Fire Nation and let us know what's going on in your world.
Well, hello, Fire Nation. I'm very happy to be here. Well, the Mack Agency serves as a liaison to help our clients navigate the business of building or expanding fashion brands. And we help companies that either have a fashion brand or those who want to start one find manufacturing, licensing opportunities, retail placement, and we do marketing and PR and sales. So like most people that venture into entrepreneurship, I started this business because I felt unfulfilled in my corporate career. While my corporate career was lucrative, I felt I wasn't being true to my authenticity. So, you know, I wanted to follow my heart, and I certainly, you know, wasn't utilizing all of my natural talents. So I knew I always wanted to be a successful business owner. Because I've been reading about entrepreneurship and business and financial independence for many years, I decided it was time to start implementing some of the things that I had read about. And Entrepreneur on Fire actually played a big role in that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I would listen to your podcast while working and driving and even traveling, you know, on airplanes and going, you know, while I was going to meetings. So, you know, I immersed myself in the entrepreneur mindset, and your podcast was one of the things that sort of inspired me to step up to my talents and follow what I was passionate about.
Well, Yoslyn, did you ever think that someday you'd be episode 914?
Absolutely not.
Well, welcome. And I'm excited to, number one, have played a part in your journey. And number two, to really share your journey today with Fire Nation, entrepreneurs around the world. And I want to start with some mindset questions. I really want to dive into your mind, get some insights from you, Yoslyn, as you transform from corporate titan to entrepreneur S. So let's talk about number one. Ideally, what do the first 80 minutes of your day look like?
Well, I meditate and I read. I heard a saying years ago, and it said, you have to give yourself to yourself before you give yourself away. So I've always sort of applied that to my life. I mean, it was much harder in corporate America, but now it's so much easier. So I definitely meditate and read when I first get up in the morning.
You have to give yourself to yourself before you give yourself away. Priceless. Yoslyn, yeah. Love that. So let's be honest. Entrepreneurs, we have strengths and we have weaknesses. What would you say your biggest weakness as an entrepreneur is?
I'm very independent. And so I really have to force myself to get out and network because I know how important having, you know, a good network is to business. So I would say that's probably my biggest weakness.
What's your biggest strength?
My biggest strength is probably my creativity. I'm naturally a very creative person, so I apply that in business. I mean, coming up with really strategic and creative ideas on, you know, how to help my clients. I've been able to use that, you know, when partnering with the clients that I work with.
You know, we do see that a lot, Yoslyn, so I kind of would like to talk about this maybe for a minute about the weaknesses and the strengths that you've highlighted here, because networking, building relationships. Those are key components to building a successful business. And, you know, that's one of your weaknesses that you just shared. I mean, how can we as entrepreneurs counterbalance that if that is one of our weaknesses too?
I think when you know it's a weakness, you tend to work at it much harder. You try to overcome it. So I literally have a plan, an action plan that I try to follow every week. And one of the items on my action plan is to go out and do something in the community at least once a week. So I go to a networking event or any sort of social event just to make sure that I'm out and I'm actually networking and meeting new people.
Network, Fire Nation, if it's going to happen, it's got to be in the calendar. So Yaslyn, you put it in the calendar and guess what? Magically it happens. Absolutely. And then to kind of flip-flop onto your biggest strength as an entrepreneur, that creativity. Now, for our listeners who are saying, man, I'm just not like, you know, Yaslyn, like I just don't have that creativity bug in me. Was that something that's just come naturally to you? Do you have to foster that?
It does come natural for me. I think we all have natural talents. And then, like we talked about earlier, there are things you have to work at. But for me, it's just a natural talent, you know, from childhood that I've actually, you know, gotten better at over the years. But I think anything you can, you know, you can learn and you can develop it as a strength.
Couldn't agree more. I mean, one of my favorite quotes, Yaslyn, is if you want to be, do. If you want to be more creative, do creative things. If you want to be a podcaster, podcast. If you want to be a writer, sit down and write. If you want to network or be a networker, get out and network. And know you're not going to, you know, be an all-star day one, but you have to do that thing.
Yes.
Yaslyn, let's talk about a habit that you wish you had.
I wish I was better able to compartmentalize. Now, I don't know if that's a habit, but that's one of the areas that I notice, you know, sort of spills over into my personal life and business. I'm just not the best compartmentalizer. Like everything sort of runs together in my mind. So I'm always working on that, you know, how to sort of separate things. You know, when one thing's going wrong doesn't mean everything's messed up. It just means, you know, it's just that one thing. So I'm definitely trying to get better at that.
I kind of think of a cruise ship in that regard where, you know, just because that cruise ship might get punctured in one area, they can compartmentalize that area. They seal it off so the whole ship doesn't sink. And so that's, you know, when we get that one email or that one letter or that one comment, it shouldn't sink our whole ship. We should be able to compartmentalize that and have the rest of what we're doing still functioning at full capacity. I love that, Yaslyn. What is one thing of all the things that you have going on that has you the most fired up?
I am fired up about my podcast called Fashion Confab.
Yes.
And of course you inspired me to do that. So I started this podcast where I actually interview fashion industry icons and trailblazers. And I brought on a new co-host. Her name is Ashley Elizabeth. She's young and fired up as well. So we're doing that right now. I'm also fired up about doing pop-up shops, which is something new that I'm going to be doing in the Atlanta area starting in March. So I've got a lot going on that I'm fired up about.
That's pretty awesome. It's a good show to be on when you're fired up. And Yaslyn, you know Entrepreneur Fire. You've listened. It's inspired you. It's got you through some difficult times. And you know that we're all about the story. We're all about the ups, the downs, because they're both part of the journey that we're on as entrepreneurs. So what's your story? What's your worst entrepreneurial moment? Take us to that moment in time and share that with us.
Okay. Well, I am sort of a serial entrepreneur. So I've tried a lot of business ideas, but I always tried these businesses while I had a full-time job. So this was the first time that I actually quit my job to fulfill a business goal. So I wanted to build this fashion empire. It was sort of a dream of mine from college. So I started a clothing store and I started to do PR for the fashion industry many years ago. I had some great creative ideas because I'm just naturally creative, like we talked about earlier, that were working, but I did not have an effective financial plan. So, for example, here's where I was really creative and it actually worked. I actually quit my job at Gateway Computers to start the business.
Wow.
And their concept was to show people at no cost how to use the computers that they bought, which was a great idea. So I took that concept of giving free classes and I implemented that into my clothing store. I called the classes Tips Over Tea. So while I taught fashion styling and I had other speakers come in and talk about fitness and makeup, I also served tea. So I thought, you know, this was a great idea, and it was. It proved to draw in customers, and, you know, it was a lot of fun for people, and they bought things while they were there. But because I didn't have that solid financial plan, I started running out of money really fast. So no matter how creative I was, I could not make enough money to sustain this business. So, you know, I thought when I first started that I would break even quickly and start turning a profit quickly, but it just didn't happen fast enough. So I learned that financial planning is so important, especially for a business like a retail business, because you have so many overhead costs. So what I needed to do was project these overhead costs for at least 5 years. And I also realized I should have done more market intelligence, because while Atlanta is on the map now, you know, everybody knows Atlanta.
Right.
At that time, fashion wasn't a big industry in Atlanta. I mean, I was way ahead of my time, really. But I was following my creative ideas and really not looking at it from a profitable business perspective. So I was doing that, and I was also trying to divide my time between the clothing store and doing PR. And, you know, financially, I just couldn't keep it going. So I sold the businesses. And the bottom line is, and I'm sure we've all heard this, if you fail to plan, you plan to fail.
I mean, Yoslyn, there's so many takeaways from this, but the one thing that I want to pull out for Fire Nation is you are your runway. And by that, I mean your financial runway. We only are going to be able to continue to create and to iterate and to pivot and to do the things that we need to do running businesses as long as we have the money, the runway to do that. So you need to guard that runway. You need to keep your overhead as low as possible. You need to be a thrifty entrepreneur. And, you know, Yoslyn, you know that now, and, you know, you maybe knew that then, but you just weren't able to get that runway long enough that you needed to successfully take off as a business. So that's my big takeaway for Fire Nation. In just one sentence, Yoslyn, what do you want our listeners, entrepreneurs, sidepreneurs, small business owners, what do you want Fire Nation to take away?
You can be creative and you can draw customers, but if you don't have the money to maintain the overhead costs, you don't have a business. You have a hobby. You've got to think of it in terms of a business and really plan for that.
Yoslyn, this is not hobby on fire. Am I right?
Exactly.
So let's shift here. Let's talk about another story in your journey. This one is going to be a happier one because it's an aha moment, a light bulb, an epiphany. But just like your worst entrepreneurial moments, take us to your aha moment. Share that with Fire Nation.
I have several, but I'll start with a situation where I had a big brand that approached me. So this was what I worked so hard for, to get someone with a credible reputation to work with me. So they reached out to me to do business together. We got to the point where we were ready to sign a contract. So this person that I was working with sent the contract to me, first of all, in my name rather than in my business name. Mm-hmm. And the terms were so unreasonable that it just blew me away. But I redlined the contract. I sent it back. And the bottom line is he would not budge. He would not change the terms. He did not want to take the contract out of my personal name and put it in my business name. So it was just so many red flags there. So for me, knowing that he would not compromise, it just didn't sit well with me. So in that experience, I had to decide what was important, and, you know, that it was not just to get the business anymore. it was more about operating from my own value system. And that's the reason I left corporate America, is so that I can sort of control my destiny and control how I do business. I know when I worked, you know, in corporate America, a lot of times I just do whatever it took to get the business. I didn't care about, you know, operating from my values so much like I do now. And so that was my aha moment, that, you know what, you're in control now. You don't have to, you know, do all these sort of shady things just to win business. So I walked away from that opportunity, but I felt, you know, so empowered from that opportunity, you know, from working, from not accepting that opportunity. I realized what was important to me in that process.
And Fire Nation, that's why we become entrepreneurs, so that we can make these decisions, so that we can steer the ship, so that we can be the captain, be in control. When you dig layers deep into why entrepreneurs become entrepreneurs, that bottom layer is freedom. Freedom to make choices about what we're doing day to day, about what we're serving, what we're creating, any adjustments or pivots that we need to make. Of course, we need to serve our clients, our customers, whomever, but it's on our terms. And when, Yasmin, you had that breakthrough, it must have been so liberating, so freeing to know that, man, I can do this. I can say no to this person. You know, I'm not beholden. I don't have these golden handcuffs that are forcing me to say yes. And that is just such a freeing and liberating thought. I had to, exactly. just, yeah, I